Hello, hello, hello. I'm Rob London. Welcome, welcome, welcome to What Would Brian Bevan Say? So, with Mr. Sankey holidaying in France, where are my two Monsieur podcasters? Firstly, he's coming to you from the cultural heart of cuisine, wine, politics, philosophy, music, art, film, fashion, and literature. Yes, riding his three caveat geared bike with a string of statistical onions around his neck, it's Sam.
Bonjour, mes amis.
And also, he's back at Blighty HQ, but ready to dispatch a tackle bags operative to help support the French resistance at a moment's notice. Yes, it's Dennis.
All right.
Now, hey, on the continent, Mr. Sankey. There he is. Look, he's full of cognac again. Yeah. Been getting lots of WhatsApp messages. Him walking through vineyards. Where are you, Sam? Where are you?
Currently, in fact, I'll give €5. No, I'll give €50.
Oh, here he goes.
Jesus.
Flush. To anyone who comes up to me and says, hello, you're Sam Sankey over the next 48 hours. I'm in Shannon's show, which is in the Loire Valley.
You got a lisp there. Where are you?
Yeah.
Now, this question we've got to ask. I know Mrs. Sankey's in the room, Sam, but, you know, when she's sort of... when she's sort of reading a book or she's looking elsewhere, what do you think of the French ladies? Come on, tell us, who do you see?
Oh, well.
What do you like? What do you like? What age first? What kind of age of French ladies do you like?
We've got some exciting middle-aged, stylish ladies, and we've got some rather overweight French madames, and there doesn't seem much in between.
Do you like the fat one?
Do you, dirty bastard? Do you? Hey, come on, tell us. Tell us what you're holding.
Let's move on to Dennis, should we?
No, don't need to.
Dennis, French ladies or Italian ladies? What's your preference?
Italian.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Straight in there.
Right.
Yeah. What about you?
I prefer more of an Eastern Bloc. I quite like a Czech or a Romanian.
Oh, yeah.
Are we in danger of going down a misogynist route here?
You're in France, Sam. You can say these kind of things tonight. The French law's different. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Be fine. Okay, let's move on to the London away game. The team was Dufty, Lindop, King, Ty, Ashton. Powell came into the halves with Drinkwater. Harrison, Walker and Vaughan in the front row. Bateman, Holroyd and Crowther. Interchange bench was Musgrove, Philbin, Wood and Taylor Ray. George Williams missed out due to a slight injury. Luke Yates, Ben Curry, Josh Thulis and Matty Nicholson were all rested. And Lachlan Fitzcripple was still absent. Here's the highlights.
Walker out to Crowther. Powell out the back to Dufty. He's the danger man. Dufty to Roderick Tyne. He gets the score. Opening try. That's when I start promising the world to a brand new girl. I don't even know you. Leyland centres it back up against Stock to Campagnolo. They've gone play. And here's Rourke on the outside. Oh, and he's been tipped. It's intercepted. Goodbye.
Shut the gate.
Marty Ashton's away. There is nobody on this field who will catch that man. It's tell you I love Davis out to Stock. Stock onto Leyland. Leyland out the back to Rourke. Now then, Rourke is so dangerous. Oh, wow. All I want to do is tell you I love. Walker, short ball. Vaughan tries to crash through. And he does. I don't know where my phone is. Here's my number. She already knows it. This chapter's a lot better. And it's really now a case of, can Rourke at the other end of the field stop? No, he can't. Can't stop the pass for Matty Ashton, and Toby King is the beneficiary underneath the sticks. To a brand new girl, I don't even know yet. Next thing she's wearing my Rolex. Davis again opts to go short. Short to Bienick. Here's a big man straight through Bienick. Louis Bienick. We're nicknaming the beef. Usually trick, usually dance, usually bubble. Broncos again have done the job for five. Can they see out one more? Walker, short side, Drinkwater, short ball. Now then.
Very well, the defence there for me.
Yeah, Holroyd's over the line. Try giving Adam Holroyd. Usually trick, usually dance, it's usually bubble.
Campagnolo dodges one, ball knocked down, back to six. Davis isn't hanging around and he gets over for a try, and boy, does he celebrate. What would we do? The territory of the Warrington Wolves, then we've got a fascinating last half an hour. Wow, Hugo Tisson straight through and he is going to score. It's exactly what you said, Kev. Oh, wow, what an offload from the London Broncos in the shape of Reece Kennedy. Brand new girl, I don't even know yet. Next thing she's wearing my Rolex. Too much. The ball goes to ground and that will be it. That will be the London Broncos challenge for this afternoon. Unfortunately, they're going to come up short and they're not done. And here's your player of the match. Wow, I tell you, you couldn't be more fitting, could it? The wing-heeled, fleet-footed Matty Ashton has the final say. I don't even know yet. Next thing she's wearing my Rolex.
Dennis, did you watch it?
Yes, yeah, I watched this one. Yeah. Now, let me just clarify. So what we've got is that Sky, they when they nominate the matches, those two matches you can't watch for 48, 72 hours. So if it's not on one of them, then I can watch it usually. Now, the Leeds one and the Magic Weekend was slightly ruined for the fact that all of them were Sky pick matches, which meant that you couldn't watch any of the Magic Weekend until about 48 hours later. Now, I paid for this Super League Plus thing for the beginning of the year. It's 130 quid. Now, the problem is that you're alienating half the crowd. And now Sky have moved some of the matches on a red button, which means that anyone who's streaming it elsewhere can't get it. So I've been missold. That's the moral of the story.
I don't understand any of that. I don't get what's going on over there. You all seem confused by it all.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Alan London, his remote wouldn't work.
Oof.
So he needs the new remote on the red button to be able to press it. So they've sent him new remotes. And then I was on FaceTime with him. He said, but they have to activate the box. It'll take 5 days. I said, well, it might come on quicker than that, Dad. You never know. And then while we were on the call, all of a sudden... And he's like, oh, the box is being activated. And he said, I've got to go. And he went running off. Anyway, I then found out today that he was messing around with his box then for 20 minutes with it whistling, only to find out that it was the smoke alarm in the hallway that was going on. So he's still not been activated. He's livid. He's been on the phone to them.
Jesus.
He's spoken to someone in Scotland or something. And so they're sending out an engineer tomorrow to sort it out for him.
Is he with Sky or Virgin?
I've no idea what's going on. I don't understand any of it. I pay me $5 a month. I get every single Super League game. I pay me £60 to watch every single Premier League game, live or on repeat. It's totally different over here.
I know we're breaking the time frame continuum, but I listened to this one while I was in La Rochelle. So I listened to this one. But further down the line, when we get to Leeds, I was in Bergerac. I came off the place I was staying in, came off their Wi-Fi and just watched it on my Sky Sports app. No problem at all. What's the problem?
Well, interestingly, breaking news, the NRL are in talks again about taking over the Super League. So, again, I wouldn't commit to Sky at this stage. I'd wait to see what happens with the NRL because they do it properly. Like Rob says, you know, it pays a fiver, it's sorted. Over here, it's convoluted with all these different rules and it's shite. So hurry up and take over.
Right, okay. Final score was... London 22, Warrington 36. There were tries for Ty, Vaughan, King, Holroyd, and Ashton got two. Conversions, Drinkwater 5 from 6, and a penalty goal. Attendance, 2,150. I think the population of London is currently at 9.2 million. I worked it out to be 0.02% of the population went along to watch the game. Referee was Marcus Griffiths, which we'll come on to in a little bit. Before we kind of summarise, I think we might go straight to Sam Burgess, who probably summed it up the best. He said, London have improved a lot since we played them earlier in the year, so you have to give them credit for that. But we were way off today. The players are pretty disappointed with the performance, but we got the 2 points, so I'm not going to overreact. I'm happy with where we are. We've got 6 games left in the league, so we'll just keep building now through to the back end. Mm. All right. I mean, Sam, how did it come across on the radio?
On the radio, Phil Kinsella was the lead commentator on Radio Merseyside.
Lucky you.
I'll just say his general discussion with the guy he was co-commentating with, very good, no problems at all, but didn't give out positions on the pitch. So often I had no idea whether we're coming away from our own line or whether we're attacking.
That's handy, isn't it, when you're not listening to it on the radio?
Yeah, but he used the word stodgy. He said it was a stodgy performance by Warrington.
I'm trying to think, what's the last thing I've eaten that's stodgy?
Oh, Jesus. Probably. Did you not have about 12 treacle things when you were over there?
Sticky toffee pudding.
There's a, in Woolworths, where we do our big shop, there's a UK section, and they've put Angel Delight in there this week. So I got some Angel Delight for the little one. Didn't even know how you make it. You just pour milk in and just let it set. Yeah. That's it. I thought it was going to be hot water. He brought it into the kitchen and said, it's a bit stodgy, Dad. Yeah. So I said, yeah, have your normal coupe chantilly and go and sit down. So that was it. Yeah, that was that. So, right. Okay. Did you watch any highlights of this? You watched it, Dennis. You did watch it then.
I did. Yeah. I did watch this. Right. Let's have a look at some of the highlights. We started off well, didn't we? I mean, usual move, that going across the line. Duft is involved yet again.
Have you written notes?
Yeah, a little bit.
Jesus.
Oh, I've caught you out here, haven't I?
Episode 142, Dennis has written notes.
When we say no, it is literally just that little scribble there. Don't get too excited. I am making most of this up. Everything looked all right. Ashton gets an intercept. We see his speed again, this, that, and the other. But there was just that element of our defence didn't look like what it should be. Now, is that because we've left a few players out? Or is this a bit of fatigue? What was your impression, Rob? Did you watch it?
I did watch it. I can't remember if I watched it live. I think I did, actually. It reminded me a little bit of the game against Swinton. You know, when we played Swinton a few years ago when we still had Steve Price there. It was in the Challenge Cup and we were losing.
Oh, yeah, yes.
And it was a bit, I had that sort of feeling. So I had a feeling of a sort of championship game. It wasn't helped by the fact there was no crowd there. We had a referee that, come on, that was pretty poor, that reffing, wasn't it? Like, both ways, he missed some absolute shockers. One of their tries, they had about 3 knock-ons leading up to the try. And he didn't. Check out the final try of the game when Matty Ashton runs the length. Just check out the referee in the background, how quick he is. Surely you've got to pass some kind of 100 metres test before you can ref a match. He made reference to it, didn't he?
He arrived a couple of minutes later.
Oh, my goodness. And then, of course, to top it off, we had John Wells on commentary.
Surely that was the first and last time. Oh, it was awful. It was awful. Sam, you missed this, and I'm so glad you did. It was absolutely diabolical. I can't. Should we move on?
It was bambling rubbish, wasn't it? He didn't shut up for the entire 80 minutes. Like, less is more, John. And he just talked and talked. So on the 55th, I don't know why I didn't think this earlier, but on the 55th minute, I'm like, I can actually watch this on mute. So I turned him off. And it did improve. The game did improve when I turned him off. We did put it out there to the listeners. Thoughts on John Wells as lead commentator? 1.2% thought he was excellent. 16.8% thought he was okay. 21% thought he was poor. 60.5% thought he was horse shit. So it was a bit, it was all a bit under par, wasn't it? It wasn't the best, but we got there. And let's not forget, they have improved.
Yes.
I mean, I think they're at the point now where they're thinking, oh, well, that's it. We're all got to find another job next year. So it's kind of bonded them together. They're all feeling the same, I think. So I wouldn't be surprised if they don't get a couple more wins between now and the end of the season. I think they've only got two more home matches, though. But we went through the motion, didn't we?
Yeah, a couple of players, a bit of standout. I mean, is Vaughan getting back to his best? I mean, he scored that try close to the line, or is a London just shit? I thought, you know, he's certainly running a lot more with aggression, I suppose, what I'm trying to say there. But my favourite player, really, stamped on the mark here, is Ashton. I think he's excellent. I mean, not only scoring the, you know, the fantastic tries, but the work he does running the ball out and the impact he has in the line. He's my favourite player.
He topped the tackle, topped the metres because he did have that intercept, didn't he? Well, he went the length twice. So he did 232 metres. Dufty did 148. King, he's big, isn't he, King? What he doesn't offer you in speed and agility, he again offers you coming off that line. He's turned into a really big centre. 109 metres. Harrison, 93. Vaughan, 85. Drinkwater ran the ball a bit more on. 84.
I believe that is his most metres for Warrington in the last 2 years.
Wow. Okay. So he did step up a bit. Yeah. That was kind of it. Post-contact metres. London, 386. Wire, 504. So... big difference there. Big difference there. Other results from round 21. Saints got up in Golden Point against Salford, 17-16. Hull KR trounced Castleford, 36-6. Giants went down narrowly to Catalans, 22-23. Leeds put Wigan to the sword, 30 points to 4. And Lee, well, they beat the worst team in Super League. Lee, 42. Dull, 12. Right. Okay. Well, I think that's
anything
about it,
to
really.
Chime in on this, Sam? Are you still with us? Sam's been to wine tasting today, so I think he sent that message around about 10 o'clock this morning. So it's probably gone on all day. Could you talk us through a couple of the wines you drank and how many cases are now in the back of your car?
Yes. Well, they're not in the back of the car. The vineyard is local. Pere August, and we had a lovely young man walk us around the vineyard. Took about an hour and a half, nearly 2 hours, but we were early. We were meant to be there at 9:30 and we were there at 9:10.
Right, which 9:10 at the vineyard.
Keen, very keen.
I like when he says French words, but he just doesn't have the confidence to finish him off. He gets about 80% into the word and then he loses confidence. And
I'm very nervous. 7%.
Well, actually, we'll just go back to the London game. And after the match, I went out, had oysters and mousse. That was lovely. We had a bottle of wine. We had a little bit of sparkling as well. We had some cocktails. And then we ended up in a bar. And with my northern confidence... I went in and just said, pour boisson, i.e. supposedly four drinks. And she looked at me and she went, oui, and ran off. And I thought, that's strange. So Mrs. Sankey and I sat down and then I needed a call of nature. So I went to the facilities, came back, and she said she brought us a little platter of fish, which is poisson. And she had to send it away again. So, obviously, my northern confidence gets more when I've had lots of wine and doesn't come across to the French locals very well.
So, is that a long, convoluted way to say that you've drank 3 bottles of wine today and you're absolutely arsehole?
I've got to go in my car tomorrow morning and pick up the 12 bottles that we've ordered.
Ah, right.
Right. Imagine suspension on that car coming out through the channel.
Oh, never mind the wine. It's the amount of duck I've eaten. It's canard everything. It's fantastic. And even when you don't order duck, they do the potatoes in duck fat. So I'm about 5 kilos heavier and probably going to die in 12 months of a heart attack.
Yeah.
Well, let's just... it's a good opportunity to put a shout out for Steph Ratchford because he's lost a stone because of his fracture in his face. Gee. And he can't eat duck.
Wouldn't you just give up? wouldn't you go, maybe this is it now? Like, come on, yeah. I've lost half my face. I've got 17 plates up my nose. Wouldn't you just think that's it?
When you sent that link out earlier on, I thought, oh, he's retired. And then I read the whole article and he's not retiring. He's, he wants to get back.
Wants to get back on solids and get out there. It was lucky it didn't get his nose. Could you imagine how many... they'd have to put scaffolding up there to sort it out.
They must have put a couple of plates in. Maybe he'll come back with a real straight nose. You never know.
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay. I was going to say something then, I've forgotten now. Sam waffling on with his Graham Norton story for 4 hours.
If I was in the red chair, he'd push me over within seconds.
I know what it is. I know what it is. We've had two letters asking where Daniel is.
Oh, sorry.
No.
About the complaint.
No. Asking where Daniel is. Due to Watt Bevan cutbacks, we've had to let him go, unfortunately. So that's where... So he's now on a contract. And he will be making cameo performances going forward, which just reminds me, Sam, you've got your Watt Bevan annual employee review next Tuesday. All right.
Oh, excellent.
Just want to point out legally, you are allowed to bring someone to that meeting.
Fantastic.
Unfortunately, I can't make next Tuesday, Sam. So you're on your own there.
Can I bring Paul Cullen?
You'll have to carry on, Dennis. I can't.
You know, I don't even know where we are. What are we talking about now?
Right. Let's move on to magic. Hey, Leeds, the magic weekend. The team was Dufty, Thulis, Ty, King, Ashton. Williams came back in with Drinkwater, Vaughan, Powell and Yates in the front row, and Bateman and Nicholson and Curry. Interchange bench was Musgrove, Harrison, Walker and Crowther. Here's the highlights.
To Frawley. Frawley putting up there. Ty and Thulis look on, but the catch! Oh, it's Thulis whose defensive work is exemplary. Short about that hit from Ty. Ty spins it away. Williams has found space, and this is going to be the opening try. Finally there's a burst. Finally the seams are broken through. It was the shoulder of Ty that opened things up. Peeping left and right. Williams puts the kick on. This is anticipated here because Ashton was on the chase before the kick was away. Was he dragged down there? Yes, he was. And here's Kerry, and here's Drinkwater, and this now is Dufty, and Dufty rips a hole through that Leeds cover. Sidestep with his eyes, and he's off again. And Williams is there, and Williams to try to take away from Hadley. He doesn't need to, because he's got support from Dufty. It's the second in a space of minutes. Bouncing the other, opposite inside to Martin, and Martin searching. There's a little kick on because Momorowski's made the chase. Oh, brilliant from both of them. Momorowski to anticipate, Martin to see it. And the offload, and it's Dufty, and it's a hat-trick. Three tries for the Warrington fullback.
Final score, Warrington 24, Leeds 6. What's the go on the team that goes down first? Because we were first on the team sheet. What's that got to do with anything? Nothing? Does that mean it's a home fixture for us, or what was it supposed to be?
Yeah, I noticed that myself. It technically looks like we perhaps had choice of kit colours and things like that.
Ah, right. Do we toss a coin for that or something, and then we?
I don't know.
We go from.
But there. Yeah, okay. Technically we were the home team.
Right. Okay. Well, there were tries for Williams, three, a hat trick for Dufty, conversion Stoulis kicked three from four, and he kicked one penalty from two. Attendance for the first day at the Magic Weekend was 30,810. Referee was Kendall Mintcake. Now, just put a little comparison in there. Had a look through this year to see when Wigan have played Saints, Leeds have played Wire, and London have played Hull. Total attendances on those three games earlier in the season were 37,907. So it was 7,000 off, had they all played each other independently at their own stadiums, which I thought was interesting. Dennis, you didn't watch it. You seem to be rambling on about your Skybox again on WhatsApp for about four days.
So I couldn't watch it live.
Have you watched it?
I've watched it this evening, actually. It was available after 48 hours, so I have watched it now. I thought it was a real gritty game, actually. Ooh, it was
not stodgy.
I think, no, not stodgy. Definitely a bit of grit in this one. Mm. I think that the fact that Leeds, I did think they were going to play well because they played well last week, and they were a good opposition for us, I think, at this stage, where, you know, you need a bit of a tough opposition to test you out as you get down to the playoffs. Mm. And it did have that bit of feel about it. It was like,
didn't it?
You know, this isn't going to be easy, this.
No.
You know, so did you watch it, Rob?
I watched it on catch-up because I have the option to watch any Super League game on catch-up for 52 cents. And I did watch it. There was just a moment in the game very early on where I went, am I watching an NRL game? Just, and then I snapped out of it. It was fun. I did actually snap out of it, but just it had that little bit of an arm wrestle feel to it. I mean, the tie hit. When has shoulder charges suddenly been legal again? How does that work?
The commentator said he did wrap his arm round as well.
Did he?
A little bit, yeah.
What, when he picked him up off the floor? Is that legal, Sam? Was that legal, that challenge? Like,
yes,
it is.
Yes, it was. But I do understand why you would query it.
Mm.
As far as I understand, as long as a player is making a genuine attempt to use his arms,
right, right.
But it was a bloody good.
It was a belting hit.
So I was watching it on my phone.
Illegally.
Another bottle of wine.
With your French ladies.
And, no, totally legally. Totally legally.
Sorry,
on my Sky app.
Oh,
on
right.
My Sky app that I pay for, Dennis.
Ooh.
On my monthly subscription.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't accusing you of not paying for it, Sam.
Struggled with subscription then, didn't he? He's like,
yeah.
He's just got a massive grin on his face to that.
Like,
he hasn't stopped grinning. He's on holiday. Good tell.
I'm loving my last 10 days or
have
so.
Have you found any properties to buy yet?
Yeah.
Where are we at with that? Come on, let's get moving on to that. Fuck the game, come on. Oh, he's going to get a brochure. Oh! Right.
Dan's Nos Villas.
So, the only downside is, as we've been to see a few places, we could pick something up for £60,000.
Right,
but the ones we like all seem to be about 120. Yeah, so we might have to double our budget.
That's all right. Come on, you only live once. Not long now, you know.
I mean, don't forget, I'll give you £50 a week.
I was looking at the life expectancy the other day because I was working out, you know, what I'm doing and where I'm going in the next 20 years. And I found out that I'm going to live 6 years longer in Sydney than if I was living in Warrington. Dennis has got an extra 4 years down south than he has if you live in Warrington. So I don't know if that's Benny Westwood's sausage baguettes for you or something. But come on, Sam, put your hand in your pocket. Get your hand in your pocket and buy one. We could podcast from France every week.
Yes,
we could. But when I looked, Rob, the last time I looked, there was an eight year difference between life expectancy in South Warrington and North Warrington.
Well, It must be, you know, quite a good set of people are living north of the river, isn't there?
8 years.
Eight years.
If you're on the edge and you're living in Latchford, can they not just wheel you over the swing bridge and pump some sort of life back into you?
Is that because La Porte just blew to the north, I think?
This was before they changed the boundaries and put Penketh and Sankey into South Warrington Ward.
Jesus. Right. Anyway, we've digressed, haven't we? Where are we at with this?
We have. Let's get back onto the game.
Oh, yes. Well, I think the first little bit of clever play was we kept the ball in the scrum. We put our foot on the ball and they all broke and we got 2 points. So then after we scored the Williams try, we went in more than a score up. I thought that was very smart.
I thought part of that, I agree. Hang on, sorry, I forgot my new catchphrase. You're right, Rob.
What's that in French?
I don't know.
Is Mrs. Sankey? Is Mrs. Sankey still awake? What's she doing?
She's
practically next to you. Where is she?
Yeah.
Christ, is that... Yeah.
He's going to move
here we go. Oh, she's in bed. Oh, yeah. Oh, look, she's in bed. She's got a top off.
But I think important before that, and we need to highlight it.
Are we still on about Mrs. Sankey, or we both moved to the match?
We moved back to the match. 15 or 20 minutes in, there was a kick by Leeds to their left.
Yes.
Hanley took it, and Thewlis came up with an outstanding piece of defence to hold him up over the line. That was a huge moment.
I struggle to bring the shopping in from the car. Like, how much strength do you have to be able to hold on to someone like that?
A big moment. I felt a really big moment.
It was a great moment. It was a good first half. They were missing their halfback. I did think they just lacked a little bit of spike, like a lot of commitment, obviously playing a lot better than they were, coming up out of the defensive line very quickly. Oh, he's got his piece of paper out. It's getting excited. Yeah.
Yeah, because I've realised, because I've only got 2 points.
Yeah, yeah. This is your second point.
Second point. I really enjoyed Dave Wood's commentary.
And, poetic.
And where he said, the shoulder of Ty. And I thought, oh, that was that sound. He said it like it was a big feature film or something.
Yes.
The shoulder of Ty. Really like that.
Didn't he have some kind of sewing analogy where they'd split at the seams? Something had to give. He said something on that. I was going to write it down, but
is this in the film?
No, this is Dave Woods. So he's weekend because he's had a dirty weekend away with Matt Newsome. They went away to Barrow.
Oh, yeah.
Sent me a message.
Did you see any pictures?
I've not had any pictures. Could you imagine that, eh?
Yeah.
Imagine that, eh? A menage a trois.
You'll have to cut this.
Cut that.
Welcome to Yates's Wine Lodge, where every glass tells a story. Our expertise defines us. With Yates's experts carefully selecting the finest refreshments from around the world, and from the cash and carry, Yates's is the perfect setting for every occasion. Whether you're a connoisseur, a casual enthusiast, or simply a massive pisshead, pair your favorite wine with a selection of artisan cheese or a Benny Westwood sausage baguette as experience the vibrant ambience, live music, and the occasional fingering down the dimly lit side alley between the wine bar and Greg's. Today's Yates's drink is
a gin and orange, a lemon squash, and a scotch and water. A gin and orange, a lemon squash, and a scotch and water.
Yes, forget the pillars. He's a faulty Towers of Strength.
Liquid love.
right, second half, Duffy on one leg.
Scores a hat trick.
He's banged his knee, hasn't he? There's no way he's staying on if that was Powell. He's come off, hasn't he? He's come off. But Burgess is like, it was like that scene out of Monty Python, you know, when he's the chopping down the knight. I've still got an arm and carry on. I'll bite your ankles. It was a bit of that feeling to it, didn't it? So.
Yeah, but how injured was he? Because, news in, Dufty's not playing next week.
He's got a bruised knee, hasn't he? Bruised knee.
Is it bruised? I don't know. Is it? I thought it was going to be something more serious than that, you know, with his, you know, jumping around, twisting it and stuff.
I think he seemed
to be able to play on it. That's weird.
He did. I think, though, Dennis, at this stage of the season, Dufty has been playing every game and he's probably got bumps and bruises everywhere. Mm. And we got word that he was only going to be playing the first half at London and then had to play further on because Ty got the bleed on his face and had to go in for a head knock. Mm. And Martin Gleeson today, I think, Dennis, you sent me the link. Martin Gleeson said that Dufty won't be playing this week. And maybe Ty Taylor-Ray will play, who was meant to be playing for the whole of the second half at London. So it looks like they've been seeking an excuse to give him a bit of a rest, and maybe this is a perfect excuse to give him a rest.
Meters, Ashton led the way again, 240. Dufty, 192. King, 144. Our best prop was Harrison on 106. Walker, I thought, had a belting game. He also got 106. And Vaughan on 103. Again, I'm not that happy with Yates in the front row. Tackles his heart out, but only made 37 metres going forward. I thought he was lunging a bit. He was changing his line. Every time he sort of took the ball, he'd deviate to try and grab a few more metres, but not very forceful.
And the thing is with Yates, I didn't understand why they rested him against London. He's only just come into the Warrington after having that barnstorming first game. Then he was like pretty much rested. And then he's come back.
He's played a lot at Huddersfield, though.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. He's been running to the ground with them, and they've been on the back foot so much of the season. He's probably shattered.
I wish we had another prop. I think we should be buying another big prop next year. Because I think Yates is a 13. I'd like to see Yates.
Yeah.
And then I think it takes a bit of the pressure off Curry, because Curry's tackling his heart out. And it'd be good to just give Curry a rest or interchange him with Yates. But as a front row forward, where was Philbin? They're not seeing Philbin clearly as a prop then, or Wood. They put Yates before him.
That's true. Yates's game, I think, he's built on making a quick play of the ball from running behind the ruck and just finding a bit of a gap and then speeding up the whole set of six. I think that's his game. So like you say, he's not necessarily one for, you know, barnstorming big prop, but he's one for speeding up the game. And I think you're right. His position's further back in the pack, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Another big bopper in that front row. And I don't think Leeds would have dominated as slightly as much as they did in that first 30 minutes or so. Sam Burgess said, I thought the stadium was fantastic today and Leeds played exceptional. They were really physical and were on top of us early. We came up with some big moments that mattered. Rod ties tackle and George finishes it. But we were on the back foot in the first half as they were playing well. We just took a couple of moments. It was a hard-fought victory. Kind of what you said, Dennis. Gritty. Gritty. Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Can I just pull something up with you there that he's right. It's about grittiness. And to use the word resilience, we were slightly disappointed at home to Hull KR. Of course we were. But over the last 4 or 5 weeks, 6 weeks it might be, we've kept Wigan at Wigan, Saints at Saints, and now, albeit at Elland Road rather than Headingley, Leeds at Leeds, down to single figures.
Yeah, it's good.
That is a completely different mindset for this team compared to 12 and 24 months ago.
Yeah, okay, all right. So all in all, a great afternoon.
Yes. Mm.
We got the best commentator in Dave Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Got the best day. I looked at the second day. Did you see the schedule for the second day? Christ.
Yeah.
Who's hanging around for that last game?
Well, I didn't.
Do they not know the word crescendo? Have they not worked that out yet? Like, I mean, if you go to a firework display, it always finishes, doesn't it? With a big, you know, they finish right on the top. But we just decided to do it differently.
It felt like Saturday and Sunday should have been the other way around, I think, when you look at the games that they were playing. Maybe. But considering that Sky had fucking blocked me out, I mean, that's, you know, I don't give a shit anyway. Just have we had a complaint in, Rob, about swearing?
Because we have had a complaint about swearing. Yeah. Sam, just pull your head in, mate. It's getting out of hand now. Some of the comments you're making, it's just disgusting. So if you could just try not to swear between now and the end of the season, we'll be fine. Yeah, we've had a few complaints this week. So people have been very volatile on Twitter. However, we are coming off Twitter.
Are we?
Yeah. We're going on to Blue Sky.
Oh, that sounds niche. I like it.
Yeah, it's very...
What's Blue Sky about?
Well, it's people are very articulate. They're friendly. They're warm. They're more cultured. We're currently up to 6 followers. So, just another 3,000 to pick
up. Who are they?
We'll be fine.
What are the names of the followers?
Oh, let me have a look who's following. Yeah, we should really give a shout out to them. Oh, we got 7 followers now. I'll have a look see who's following us. JZ... Gay rugby player. That's his title. Right. Jonathan A. Zemek. He's a gay rugby player, customer experience solutions. Yep, there you go. And he plays for York Barbarians. So
nice. All right,
Baz on deck. He's moved over. Can't get rid of Baz on deck. Mark Antrobus, the 4020 podcast. Clarky 27. Wire fan and rugby league, the rugby league actual app for the thingies. This is an artisan small batch rugby league stats and analysis group.
Excellent.
There you go.
Yeah. Sam, that meeting's coming around quicker than you thought on Tuesday. Excellent.
Is there a demographic on this social media?
IQ above 85. Whereas on Twitter, you've got to have an IQ below 60.
Do you need to look at my contract again?
All right. Magic weekend results. Hull 4, London 29. Wigan 20, Saints 0. Lee 26, Salford 0. Catalans 4, Hull KR 36. And Giants 20, Castleford 12. Played in front of 4 people. As for the Magic Weekend attendances for day one, apparently day one's the big attendance day. Leeds came in as the 11th highest day one attendance with 30,810. The top ones have all gone to Newcastle somewhere. I know you've been to. Out of the top 7, Newcastle have got 6 of those places. They've also got all the top 5. The highest ever attendance on day one was 2015, 40,871. Worst attendance in 17th position was Edinburgh on 26,642.
Long way.
Wait till they move it to Jersey. 120,000. Day 2, Giants versus Castleford. No one leaving the stadium. Yeah. Totally different.
Are your predictions shit?
To the South of the Riverbank Show and the Debateman.
Right, so I'm glad you've put that soundbite together and butchered it and now cut it down to But, you know, it is a point of debate in the debatement. Of I brought it up a couple of weeks ago and was, funny enough, supported by Mr. London Senior, which is the first time that's happened in 6-7 years, I imagine.
Can I just point out, though, he doesn't know the difference between his skybox and a smoke alarm.
Okay, so I raised the question about, you know, what was the point of signing Bateman? And you know, funny enough, I thought, oh, look at his stats this week, and they've not been published on Super League, have they not?
No.
Oh, Sam,
I can help you out with that.
Oh, here we go.
I can help you out with his stats.
Excellent.
Come on. So, hold on, before you do then. So, I suppose what I was saying is I was raising the question, but I thought, Sam, if you could come in now and support it with some stats, maybe we can sort of like conclude this. So, off you go.
Okay. We'll come on to the stats in a minute, but first of all...
Another anecdote. Here we go. He's ordered half a carcass from the bar yesterday. Come on.
Well, talking of half a carcass...
Jesus. Wasn't he on the Antique Roadshow, Arthur Carcass? Wasn't he the one that did the
dealt in stuff?
You've got rid of Sam Cassiano and Gil Dudson and brought in John Bateman. I don't see that the conversation has to go much further.
Oh.
However, what I did, I looked at caveat alert. You can put in your big caveat alert.
Jesus.
God.
Orange alert.
Caveat detected.
Orange alert. Orange alert.
Super League total stats for Warrington Wolves.
Oh, and he's taken the other ones away and he's worked it out. This is ingenious.
I've got a feeling there's a massive bias on this. Go on, carry on.
No, I took the other ones away and that should leave John Bateman, shouldn't it? So if you do that...
But it doesn't.
The players that were there, less
right.
The total runs we had, suggests that John Bateman did 104 metres from 14 carries, and he made 40 tackles, and he missed 4. So that puts him top of the tackle count, and that puts him in your top, was it top 5, top 6 of your metres?
Dennis is very anti-Bateman. He's very anti-Bateman, isn't he?
I knew that was coming.
Eh? I mean, it's not the first time on this podcast this season someone's taken a dislike to one of our players, is it? No, I mean, he's been very quiet since the shoulder charge.
The debatement is something that we should discuss. Right. It's a debate, you know, and this is what it's all about. So you've given us some stats there, Sam. How does that compare to, like, you know, some of the other players in the team then, in terms of, you know, when we produce our stats? If you're talking like metres.
It's more metres than Nicholson or Curry. It's more tackles than anybody at all on the pitch. And he's playing in the back row.
Are we doing a yes or a no on the debatement? Is that how we're concluding this?
You're trying to close the debate down already. So, you know, and I watched the game this week and I thought, is he just not quite game fit? You know, he's fit.
Even though he's made 40 tackles.
Did he make 40 tackles? Who came up with that stat? Did you watch that, Sam? Or was that on the radio? Is that Phil Kinsella saying
He's just told you what he's done. He's just taken all the metres and he's taken the players away and he's left with his 40 for Bateman.
Don't like this convoluted maths analysis.
When you look at the last try Dufty scored,
yes,
and this is where I think the Bateman argument is positive in his favour. Mm. We're late in the game.
Yeah.
He's got two men hanging off him.
Still
he's played...
It.
All minutes with no rest, and he still manages to get the ball out because he's strong.
Yeah, I agree. I'm definitely in the Bateman camp. I think he's great.
Well, Sam's just hit on something here, Rob, and I'm sorry to disappoint you, but he said the Bateman argument. So next time, could you do a jingle for the Bateman argument?
Any more
please?
Jingles? Any more jingles? I've still got that peg on my nose. Yeah, I like him. I think he's offering a lot. He's offering that grit and determination that comes from a side like Wigan when they've won. And as you said, that last epitomised that last minute when he gets the ball out. You think he's going down and all of a sudden he gets it out and Dufty's in for his hat trick. So I think he's great. It's great.
Okay. So is that the debate done?
Well, I mean, part of the debate then, of course, is Lachlan Fitzcripple. And will we be seeing him again this season? Sam Berger says he will be back. I did notice in the video footage, he looks off to the right when he says it. Classic example of not believing in what you're saying. His eyes go whoop, every time.
Where was Jenna Brooks at this point? When he was at? Was she on the left or the right?
When's he coming back, Sam? Is he coming back? When do you think? What's going on? I mean, he was supposed to be a week away since Easter. Now they're saying he's more than a week away. It's not going the right way.
Well, this is the big question that I don't think any of us can answer. All I've heard from different friends who sort of know, as in friends of friends, so it is really gossip, is that...
Whose friends are these? Your friends?
Yes. His shoulder.
Your friend's friends?
Yes, yes. So it's... I knew a man who knew an uncle who had a dog who walked through a garden, that type of discussion, that his shoulder, if it settles down, will be fine. If it doesn't settle down, he's going to need not. And which is exactly, Rob, which you flagged up at the start of the season.
Thank you. Thank you.
So if it settles down, and this is the thing, if it settles down and he comes back 95% fit, he's a big addition with Bateman and him, and we're looking immense. If he doesn't come back, then it only goes to add more credence to the reason to sign John Bateman.
Now, did he do his shoulder before or after I fell off the Vespa in Milan? Because I've still got a problem with mine. Mine is still, I'm now what, probably 6 weeks on since I had my accident. And I was driving yesterday with the window down because the springs arrived in Sydney. And just the wind was digging into it. I had to wind the window up, just a little bit of wind coming in. So I don't think
You're not playing rugby though, are you? I mean, what's the most you actually do?
Well, I can't remember what day it was last week. Well, it was this week. I couldn't get up. I had really stiff thighs. And I thought, well, I haven't done any exercise. And then I remembered back on Saturday, I had jumped over a stream. And that was it.
Jesus Christ. Can I just remind everybody that when I went to a Salford game with Rob, outside the AJ Bell Stadium.
Which is like the fucking apocalypse. Yeah.
Well, yes, there was some groundworks going on. And there was one of those little barriers, a little plastic barrier, only about 2 foot high. Rob thought, oh, I'll jump it. And he ran off and he tried to jump it and had a trailing leg. And it was terrible, wasn't it? Did you pull your back out?
Went around Manchester covered in shit for the next 4 hours.
Before that, John Craven's News Round.
On to the news. Sam Burgess has flown back to Sydney to be inducted into the NRL Hall of Fame. 11 players enter the Hall of Fame in 2024, including two former Wire players in Greg Inglis and Sir Leslie Boyd. So, went down to Coogee yesterday. Lovely day. Sent you a little video. Went on the search for Sam Burgess. Couldn't find him. Couldn't find him. But it's a good week to be flown back to Sydney. That 3-year because it's lovely and warm. Spring's arrived. Everyone was swimming, and I thought, oh, he's back. He'd be thinking, oh, maybe was I wise to sign that additional year? If I can get this job done within the first 12 months, maybe I'll change me thinking. Don't you think?
He's got that lawyer, though, hasn't he? He'd probably be able to get out of it at the drop of a hat, won't he? Mm. Anyway, big loophole, I bet, in that third year. I bet there's, like, you know, any hint of a sniff of like some NRL thing, and he can go.
Mm.
You know, think, Sam, are you smiling?
Oh, can I ask another question? Just so I remember, going back to your friends of your friends. Williams has a stress fracture in his foot, allegedly. Yeah?
I believe he's got a bad foot, yes.
Right, okay, that's all. I noticed that came through this week, that there was a... Madam Boyd was saying he's got a stress fracture in his foot, and that's not good, is it? He didn't seem to look like he did against Leeds. He was running around like headless chicken. So
yeah. He was rested against London as well. So is that rested or letting that foot get better? Oh, Sam frowned there.
When's Ratchford back?
8 weeks, apparently.
Just in time to play standoff in the grand final.
Jesus. So, do we think Dufty... we'll get onto that on the predictions. Carry on.
Okay. Rumours are circulating. Why are look favourites to sign current London Broncos scrum half? Ollie Leyland, the 23-year-old Kent-born halfback, looks set to replace a departing Josh Drinkwater. Now, I'm all in with Bateman. I'm all in with Bateman. I'm not in with this guy. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. I haven't seen anything in him that... I watched the Warrington game, thought he just passed the ball, and I thought he did exactly the same against against Hull KR, against Hull. He can kick the odd goal, but he doesn't look quick. There was one of the tries I watched where he just stood off. He didn't really want to get involved. I don't get what all the fuss is about. Am I completely wrong on this?
I've not seen enough of him, although people on people on X today seem to be saying he has now signed.
What are they saying on Blue Sky? Are they saying anything about him on Blue Sky?
It's just gone off on a tangent about Leyland cars and the British manufacturing industry.
Excellent. That's what you get for the 85 IQ, you know, is the triumph. What was it? Name some cars. Leyland... anybody
didn't
got anything?
You do a whole Austin cars with Leyland, didn't you go down that path?
Yeah, was it a Leyland Austin or Austin Leyland? I don't know.
So you haven't seen him because your box, you have to wait 48 days before you can catch up on any games.
I've not gone back, but I might take a look, next year.
Don't bother. Right, the race for the top six, a quick look at the table. And we're going to predict how it's going to finish. Now, I've put down a table here, boys, showing the top eight, because I don't think anyone outside the top eight can, maybe mathematically they still can. We have Leeds down in eighth on 22 points. Lee jumped up to seventh on 23. Then we have a bit of a void to three teams on 26 in Salford, Catalans and Saints. And then we have a bigger gap to the top three, Warrington on 32, Wigan and Hull KR both on 34, but Hull KR have a 50-point or so better goal difference than Wigan. Looking at the run-in, Hull KR, their last five games are Saints away, Salford at home, Wigan away, Lee away, and Leeds at home. Wigan have Hull at home, Catalans away. It's their only away fixture in the last five games. They then have three home fixtures, Hull KR, Leeds and Salford. And Warrington have three away games and two home games. They start at Cass away, then we're at Lee away, Saints at home, Huddersfield away, and London on the last day of the season at the Halliwell Jones. Mm-hmm. Now, you've gone Wigan, Dennis. You think Wigan are just about there, yeah?
Home advantage.
Against Hull KR.
Yeah, I back him against Hull KR at home. But, Catalans are pretty awful. Hull are dire. Leeds are pretty good, so they might struggle. But by that time, Leeds and Salford, aren't going to be playing for the top six. So one of them are done.
What about Catalans, though? Catalans away for Wigan. I know Catalans were poor at the Magic Weekend, Sam, but a different team, aren't they, in France? I mean, you'd know all about this. Sun on your back, all those French ladies, 48 bottles in your glove compartment. What do you think?
Yeah. I think they've been a real disappointment this year, Catalans, whether it's a transition and all that type of management speak. But I agree with Dennis. I can't see past Wigan for first spot. They're at home. For me, all they have to do is win that game against Hull KR at home and they're home and dry.
Don't think Leeds will take them on again? take them apart again?
No, I think Leeds not at Wigan. They'll have a point to prove. Leeds beat them a week or two ago.
Right.
Wigan, the way they operate, will say, we're not going to let these beat us twice. There'll be a 30-point win for Wigan, that easy.
Hull? Can Hull do an upset? No? No.
Is this part of the comedy question?
Yeah. Oh, while I remember, I've got a quiz question for you. Going back to Alan London, he's timed how long it takes the stairlift to go from the top to the bottom of the stairs. How many seconds, Sam, do you reckon?
From the top to the bottom or the bottom to the top?
Same. It doesn't go any quicker going down. It's all the same. Okay. Dennis is visualising it like a Johnny Wilkinson kick.
You know, Phoenix Knights?
Oh, when yes.
He's going
yeah.
up on his chairlift. I'm trying to sort of work out. I'm going to go first, Sam, because you need more thinking time. I'm going to say 56 seconds.
Jesus, they don't live in a turret.
35.
It just goes to Sam. It's 40 seconds.
Wow.
It takes that long for my mother to call it in the morning. She's walking down the stairs. So don't call me when you're flat on your face at the bottom.
So talking about you being flat on your face, what are you going to say who's got the best run in there?
Well, I'm very positive, so I'm going to say Warrington because I've been positive all year. So
yeah, your last two predictions were us losing by 40%.
Yeah, I haven't actually got any points in the predictions for 5 weeks. So don't ask me. Yeah. I don't know. Well, tell me about what's gone on with Hull KR. I mean, not only are they playing, they're now really confident the way they're throwing the ball.
Like the
Harlem Globetrotters. Although I did notice in the Magic weekend, I think the first three tries had forward passes and they just weren't picked up at all. So
yeah, they play like that.
I think they've got an exceptionally hard run in. I think Saints are poor, of course they are, but they're still tough defensively. Salford up and down, but Saints away, Wigan away, and Leeds and Lee away.
But Lee won't have anything
I think
to play
they're only
for,
winning one of those. I think Warrington can finish second here. Ooh. As long as we get through this weekend against Castleford. Yeah, sorry.
I'm bored of this conversation. I'm so bored. If I was listening to this, I'd have turned it off about 20 minutes ago.
So the conversation is who's going to finish second? What does it mean if you finish second or third anyway?
Does it matter?
You get a week off if you finish second and an easier route into the playoffs.
We want a week off, Rob. I mean, you get a week off the podcast as well, don't forget. Are you on for that?
I got my sister-in-law coming to stay, so I might have to take a week off. Don't worry.
Why?
She'll have the podcast room.
She can come on the podcast. She'll be all right. What's her name?
Cleo. Named after Cleo Lane.
Oh, not the Renault Cleo.
Yeah, Gary Chambers has got something in common with him because he bought a Renault Cleo off me. So
yes, I know. We know.
Oh, sod. He could hardly fit in it. I had to like wedge him in when he drove off.
Yeah, you're fine, Gary. You're fine. Yeah.
Just
get yourself in
your
car.
Oh, great, Rob. Thanks, that. I'll drive off now, like, great.
Predictions. We can predict the future. Or resist the inevitable urge to try.
Good afternoon to you. Earlier on today, apparently, a woman rang the BBC and said she heard that there was a hurricane on the way. Well, if you're watching, don't worry, there isn't.
I'll predict Warrington, but can I do it with a caveat, please?
Next up, it's Castleford as Wire make their way into the jungle. Will they come up short with an ain't half hot mum performance, or will they be swinging to victory like Tarzan through the trees? Here's Hal.
Hello, it's Hal. I predict Warrington will find the terrain hard going in the jungle, but will come out eventual winners, taking home 65% of the points. By the way, talking of Tarzan, my favorite Jane was played by actress Bo Derek. I'd really like to stroke her furry cheetah.
Oh! Hal's gone for 65%, and Bo Derek. I'm in agreement with Hal. So, Dennis, it's for you to go. For you to go first. Sorry.
Well, you just told me that you're going to go with Hal.
Maybe that's a double bluff.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to win anything now. I think Castleford have been pretty good.
No Dufty.
Now that's where we were going to talk about Dufty. Yeah. Now, Sam's best stat of the season so far was Dufty's involvement. Around about a third of everything we score. And now we're taking a third of that score off. So although I think we'll win. Fuck's sake. Rather than going for 65%, I'm going to go for 58%.
65 minus 30%. Oh. What have you gone for? How much?
I'm not knocking 30% off. That's the wrong way to do it, you dope. It's bloody...
Well, you say
58%.
That. 58%
Warrington win.
58%. All right. Well, I'm second. So I had 65 down, but I'm now knocking off 30%. So I've got us down as a loss, 45.5. I'll go, Wire will score 45% of the points.
Right.
Let's see if Sam's bold enough to back up his stat now.
Let's see. I went for a Warrington win 24-20, which is all but 55%.
Have you given the caveat though, the 30% buffer for Dufty?
Oh yeah.
Oh, you have.
Put that in.
He's already calculated it in. Already baked.
So what have you gone for? How many percent? What have you done?
54.45%. So I'll go for 55.
55, right. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Hal, 65% Warrington win. Dennis, 58% Warrington win. Sam, 55% Warrington win. And I've gone for a Castleford win with Warrington only getting 45% because I have allowed for the buffer. So there we go. Okay, that's it. We'll meet again once Mr. Sankey spots the white cliffs of Dover. But until then, it's an au revoir from Sam.
All the best.
A goodbye from Dennis.
Good seeing you.
And a good day from me. You've been listening to What Would Brian Bevan Say? Sam, can you send me a few more pictures of that French lady you saw yesterday? Dirty bastard. There's plenty of fun, so meet again, cos the boys are here, the boys to entertain you. B-O-B-O-Y-S, boys to entertain you!